Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hello. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Guess what? We're back. I know you missed us. We know you missed us. That's why I put it up there. Keep calm. We're back. How you doing, Tony? We're back. I can come home now, right? And come back to Harrisburg. Welcome to the show. It's been a pretty interesting last couple of weeks. Said our season's finally over.
Yeah. Ooh. What a season.
Yes. I mean, considering we started our season
back in November?
We really didn't have much of a break. We went to regionals last year, which was in late July, beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
Took the time off and came back in August and started working with the high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so we've been going nonstop since like August of last year, this Sunday. So this is the most extended break we're going to have for quite some time.
Yeah.
I have no intentions of going back until mid-September, so Lamont, just
okay.
Be there.
Okay.
I ain't going back until mid-September.
Robin, you hear this, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mid-September.
We got witnesses.
preseason condition starts on 20. I knew it. He happy now. Here you go. Preseason condition begins on the 27th of August, like I said, but I won't be going back to that until mid-September. And these kids who just run probably really don't need to go that early.
They've had
a really long season, and they need one of the things we tried to talk to them this week was like, you guys really need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
There's all part of the track and field are there. Competing, your practice, and the other component is rest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't shortchange yourself on the rest side. It's
right.
Extremely important to rest. And the kid, 16, 17-year-old kid said, oh, I'll take a week, I'm fine, 2 weeks. If after that, I'll get out of shape. You're 17 years old. How are you going to get out of shape?
Right, right. You're not.
Exactly. So, you can take these 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, some of you, and be ready to go back when we come back in September.
Mm-hmm.
But, I know I'll find them. I know they'll be cheating. I know Will, Kayla, sneaking up to the track to go over hurdles. They ask, can we do weightlifting? Like, you're supposed to rest.
Right.
But
that
I know they're
going to
sneak.
Nothing.
Yeah, they're going to sneak. And they're going to sneak up there, those two especially. So, and Keontae will find a way to get there too.
Probably.
So, but with that being said, we had a wonderful season. It was a great, great season. One of the things we talked about the last time with you guys is about getting that mental toughness, remember? Building that up, not having the stage be too big for you. And it finally hit. I truly believe that at the Junior Olympic, it finally hit. They finally realized that this stage is too big for them. They performed very, very well.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And the times and the competition was top-notch.
It really was.
For example, 200, the 200, the finals, there were 6 national records broken within 45 minutes.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of competition it was. 8 and under, both boys and girls, 9 and 10. In fact, one of them, I can't remember, was it the boys or the girl? One of them just missed the record by 1/100th of a second.
Yeah.
And the crowd, that's the first time I ever heard somebody at track meet, literally people wanted to boo. Not because of the athlete, because they were like, oh, Just missed. Yeah, because when the time came up, they were under the record, and then it rolled up. Hey, Brad, how you doing? And when the time come up, they missed by 1/100th of a second. So I never heard a crowd want to boo so badly for it. And everybody understood. It was 9-10. You don't want to do that because they may not understand. But it was just that kind of competition. We had kids in 15, 16, 17, 18 go over 50 feet in the triple jump.
Yeah.
24 feet in the long jump for the boys. We had a kid go 7'2" in the high jump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was
Sunday.
That was Sunday,
17,
yeah.
18.
Sunday,
like,
yeah. It was, the competition was really good, and it was a good crowd. Weather was... it rained one day we're out there from 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning till 10:30 at night. Oh, man, because
of
rain delays.
Yeah, that was outrageous. Poor Jada.
Yeah, we were not going to get out there by ourselves. So we're out there till 10:30 at night with Jada doing a long jump, and she's 15, 16, and those girls were jumping 19 She's 14, right? She doesn't turn 15 until late in the year.
December, yeah.
Yeah, so she's, and you basically, it goes on to your birth year, so she would be 15 this year. Mm-hmm. She got to 15, 16.
Yeah.
And those girls were jumping. Oh, my God. She jumped 16.5 or 6 or something like that. 16.10. And didn't make the final because there were several 18s, two 19s.
Yeah,
one girl jumped 19.
17.
Yeah, I think you had to be 18 to make it. And we're talking about 15, 16. So girls. So, I mean, that's how the competition was. And in fact, some of those girls, them 19 footers, were better than some of them. Boys in the 15, 16.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the kind of competition it was. So, for them to perform the way they did is outstanding. We haven't mentioned it yet, but we had four All-Americans. Four All-Americans this time. And again, this competition was some of the best. Well, Good Morning America. No, not our child. Not our Jada, no.
No, oh, I was like, what?
No, not our Jada. However, there were many of the kids, and if you watch AAU, thank God football bet.
Oh, my goodness.
If you watch some of the things, Chad Johnson's daughter, she ran in the 400 and the 800, and she had some competition. Charisma Walken showed off in the 200 to 400. Oh, my God, these little girls. This is how good this competition was. She came, this is the 800, 13, 14 year. She came through, one little girl came through in a 104, which is 64 seconds. There are high school girls who can't run that in the open 400.
Right.
She kept going. Shelle Johnson came through in 105, right behind her. They both ran 210. So this girl ran 104, 106. And Shanelle Johnson ran 105, 105. 105, 105. She ran the same time and the difference was so small. And we're talking about 2/10, not 105 low and 105 high. It was 105, and I think it was 2/10 difference. How good she was battling, and we're like, this is 13.
Yeah, I mean,
to run 2/10, who ran 2/10?
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That wasn't a lot of those competitions from first place to eighth place wasn't even separated by as much as a whole second.
Yes. Yes. The competition was so good.
I mean, maybe 2 seconds, but still,
yes.
It was just outrageous.
Yes. The competition was so good and so outstanding that, it made the kids, you had to be competing. You have to come ready, because if you weren't ready, you would look really bad. And for me, honestly, this was the first time I saw that he saw our kids from an individual standpoint. They've shown it in relays, but individually,
right,
step up to the challenge and meet the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me so happy about it. All-American stuff. Great. I'm happy about the All-Americans, but they stepped up to the challenge. They knew what the competition was, and they didn't shirk from it. I mean, I've seen them in the past, indoor season and outdoor season, where the lights were too big. They were moth to a flame, and they got burned by it. And finally, they finally decided, got it in their head, got in their mind, said that I can compete with these people. I can do well. And they did.
Right. And you mentioned the whole of shining individually.
Mm-hmm.
So while, I absolutely love relays, but and that's one of the things that, for the indoor-outdoor team, the high school team,
mm-hmm.
We really shine relays we had four great people to be able
mm-hmm.
to put together on the relay, and
mm-hmm.
they did extremely well, made All-American
yep.
and all of that.
Yep.
But and I think a lot of times, too, when you rely on that relay, it's not that you lose yourself individually, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's only on you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times when you're running for someone else, it pushes you to run
mm-hmm.
a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times your splits are going to be
hey, Ranch, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, are going to be faster than when you actually do it in
mm-hmm.
an open event.
That's right.
But what was exciting to me was, like you said, those same kids to actually get out there and because when they got to do this stuff on an individual level, when they got to that stage, or actually they weren't even competing at that stage,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but to go and compete at the USAT.
Tony, you have to tell me what age group she was. If we're talking about 58 seconds, it's probably the 10-year-old. It was probably the 10-year-old who did 58 seconds. There was another one who ran 56. So, I mean, just... and to try to explain to you, literally, there are high school girls who would die to run 56 in a race. They
absolutely
would die to run 56 on a relay. In fact, we were watching so many of these kids run a 400. You said, man, she can anchor a whole bunch of relays. She can
win
the state.
Right.
Yeah, they were so
good. And open. Yes. That's the thing. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the kids that, for us who made All-American this past time, when they've gone to nationals and everything, they have made it in their open events, but they have not hit that level to where they're actually get there and have that mental toughness.
That's right.
To compete at that level and make All-American individually.
Yes. That's right. Other than Keontae and that triple jump down at New Balance,
where he hit
it. That, but most of the time, and we can go back, not even nationals, even at states, where they just didn't seem to be themselves. They became the hunted, and they folded. They just really didn't know what to do. And for some reason, and I think it's just having them over the summer and working them, and explain to them that, you know what, the biggest thing, have fun.
Right.
Yeah, have fun. Exactly. Enjoy it. You made it this far. You've come against the best in the nation. Again, you can finish, you know, even if you finish 19th, you finish 19th in the nation.
And USATF is not not an easy task to make it.
Absolutely. From a USATF standpoint, you don't do it by one age. So it's not 8-year-olds go against 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds or 14-year-olds go against 14-year-olds. It's so under everybody 8, 6 to 8 running. 9, 10 is just that. Your 9 and 10-year-olds run together.
Mm-hmm.
11 and 12 run together. 13, 14, 16, 17, 18.
Right.
So you're not in your group by yourself. So you've got people who are older than you. And some of you, like we talked about Jada, with that late birthday, she's literally 15 years old,
right?
But she has to compete against true 15 and 16 year old girls. So you've got a 3-year window of kids doing this thing, and for a lot of ages. So you've got different styles, different technique, different performance levels, training. They've gotten to the point, like I said, when she's 14 and these girls are 16, so they've been in a program a lot longer than she has and been skilled in that stuff. So you've got to go against that type of thing. So it's extremely difficult to just make it to the Junior Olympics.
Because you
have to go through a region. Again, now, you know, for AAU, in our state, in our region, AAU, our state is region. So AAU, Virginia, you make it in Virginia, that's all you compete against, you make it to Junior Olympics, which is in Iowa right now.
Well, and the other difference with that, like you mentioned, is that the age divisions are broken up.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, whereas in USATF, let's say you're 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In USATF, the top 5 people are going to make to nationals.
Yep.
If this was AAU, and not to knock AAU,
it's
because I love AAU personally, but you're
that was you. That was an AAU, Tony. I know what you're talking about. She was in AAU. She did it in Iowa just last couple days ago.
The person was on
AAU national record. Yes.
But yeah, so they take the top 9, let's say the top 5 of the 9-year-olds and the top 5 of the 10-year-olds. So you your chances of being able to qualify for nationals in AAU, because you get 10 in that same age division, USATF, you only get 5.
Yep.
So that's another thing.
It's tough. It's really tough. Like I was mentioning, it's 5. You know, it's 5 kids get to go from a region.
And in the multis, it's 2.
It's just 2.
Yeah,
unless you make the standards.
Exactly.
So difficult that
we
is
had
to
two
make.
That made third place. So.
Yes, and didn't get to go. So just imagine how difficult it is to say, here you go, you compete in your state meet, you make it through the state, and then you go to your region. And our region consists of Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland, Potomac Valley, which is D.C., and some of the areas in there. That is one of the toughest regions in the nation. One of the toughest regions in the nation. Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland, and Potomac Valley. Some of the greatest track and field athletes of all time have come from that area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to compete against that group, plus 15, 16, or 9, 10, to get to the top 5 to be able to make to the national championship, to the Junior Olympics. So just getting there is a challenge. Just to get there is a challenge. So you just imagine when you have an 8-year-old like we did with Alex, who was 8 years old, first year he's ever run 800, he made it.
Right.
Eight years old, first time he ever run 800. This is the first year he's ever run 800, and he made it against all the other ones. He made it to the Junior Olympics. First year he's ever run 800, he made it against that competition.
Yeah.
He did it. So we're proud. I mean, that's what was like, wow, you did it. You had Sydney in the 4x8. Oh, she should have made it in the 800. God, she just take what? 11, 12 years old, they made it in the 4x8. You know, they ran a 4x8 and they came in 11.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Little Aris, another 8-year-old, she made it in the long jump.
Yep.
So you're talking about from the youngest all the way to our oldest, Will and Kayla and Tasia, who made it in the 17, 18-year-old group and made it in their perspective. So get there.
Women,
isn't
right.
A comment. Oh, no, I'm not skipping. I'm just saying from the youngest to the oldest. Yes. Oh, no, I'm not going to skip. I'm going to give you your triple jump time, definitely. But to go from the 8-year-old all the way to the 17, 18-year-olds, make it is an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is not a cakewalk. And we got to work hard to get there. And they worked hard. It was hot. It was terrible down there in Hampton. We had thunderstorms and we had heat. And it was really bad, but they made it. So congratulations on them. Then we get to Greensboro, and they still perform. They perform even better. So we are so proud of them all. We're going to go through them a little individually for you just to give you a little update on all of them.
Yes, that's a good idea.
So we'll start with the young ones. Again, Alex, he's 8 years old. For the first time, this is the first year he's ever run 800. He started last year. He was running 100 to 400.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his age, you know, he's 5 years, 6 years old. He was 6 years old last year, right?
He was six, but running in his 7.
And he had to run
eight,
a 7-8. So he was already behind. He's six running against 8-year-olds last year. He was running 100 and 200. So just his body type, he was already behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a little frustrated. And his parents got a little frustrated. I got a little frustrated. But it's like, you know what? It's a process.
Right.
It's a process. You got to keep at it. And he did.
And the other thing with him, too, is that, and a lot of young boys is that who play football, is that they're the fastest one on that.
Tony, you don't know anything about the triple jump. Just hush.
It's all good, Tony. We love the triple jump. My favorite event, too.
Go ahead.
With Alex and a lot of the younger kids who play, mainly who play basketball, right?
Uh-huh.
Because they're the fastest kid on that.
That's right.
On that football field.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times they come out the track,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, whoa, I'm not beating everybody. Like,
yeah,
what is
yeah,
going on here?
Exactly.
So that is a little bit frustrating
mm-hmm.
when, you know, when football guys try to transition over to track,
mm-hmm.
because that track speed is a whole different bear.
Yeah, even at that age, you're
yeah.
right. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that whole transition up,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the 400, 800 for him was really good
yes,
this
yes.
year, because he still has the speed,
mm-hmm.
but he, you know, upped his endurance,
mm-hmm.
which made him a lot more competitive.
And he took on the challenge.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
took on the challenge. We have a hard time getting kids to run 800. Even in high school, they're like, oh, I don't run 800. That's too long. It's just only two laps.
Right.
And here's an 8-year-old like, okay, I'll do it. No problem. And what did he do? Again, in our region, you had to go to Virginia State, to go through all those other people, Potomac Valley, Maryland, all the cake, and you made it to the Junior Olympics.
Yeah.
And the 800, 8 years old,
yeah.
7 years old, actually. So, I mean, it's a congratulations. Now, when he got there,
it was some serious competition.
Exactly.
But he didn't fold.
But the thing is, when he got on that track, and again, now, if you're not used to being in that kind of environment, when you're 7 years old and they put you on a collegiate track,
right?
It looks bigger to them.
Right.
For some reason, it looks bigger to them. Well, this track is so big. Why is it not the same size? It's the same. No, it's not. It's bigger. It's the same size.
That's
it just
bigger
looks bigger.
Stadium.
You got the big scoreboard. Technique, absolutely. You got the bigger scoreboard. You got the announcer. You got the press box. And the other thing you have that you normally don't have, more than 10,000 people in the stands screaming for you and everybody when you're running. So you're 8 years old and you look up in the stands, you see all these people, that's kind of intimidating.
Not only that, you know, kids always talk when they check in, too. So they are like, wow, did you know there were people here from Texas?
Yeah.
Did you know there were people here from all these different places? So
yeah.
Fascinated, because they're so used to kind of seeing, even though
most
we see different teams each week, but a lot of times it's those same teams
mm-hmm.
and then a few others.
A few others, yes.
Yeah.
But
so.
This time they see, not only they see the Virginia and the Maryland football, also run track, body control, copy is a lot better. We try to tell them. We try to tell them all the time. But, you know, we're going to have a conversation about that. Thank you. We're going to have a conversation about that football later on in another show. But getting back to what she was saying with Alex, when he gets in the stage and they're talking in the clerking area, he said, where are you from? I'm from Texas. Where are you from? Arizona. Where are you from? California. It's the first time. You're 8 years old,
yeah,
7 years
like,
old, and you're like, wow. You know, I'm going to get somebody from California. I'm going to get somebody from Texas. Florida, yeah. And just the like the stuff like, I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
Florida. I mean, all of that stuff just, it plays into the kids. So when you get on track, you get out there, and then you find out, these kids can run.
Right. Hello.
You're talking about an 8-year-old boy. He's running 230 and 220.
Right.
It's like, man, I'm trying to get high school girls to do this. And here's this 8-year-old boy come flying on a track running 220. And then there's a girl who runs 105, 105. So poor Alex, who broke 3 minutes. We're so happy because he broke 3 minutes. And he ran 251. We're happy for him. And then he gets to the race.
Wow, 7-year-old running 251?
Yeah. And then we're looking, it's like, all of a sudden, he's running. And his heat. Here's what happened is he, 233, 235,
right.
237, 240, 251, 253. That's like, what? And he had no chance.
And these are 7 and 8
year old
kids that we're talking about.
I mean, these kids took off, and we're like, oh, Alex, go. And we're like, and then the clock goes, oh, God.
Right, because it looks like, well, geez, he's not running. He needs to get out.
Yeah.
He didn't this, he didn't do that. But then when we start looking at the times roll up, looking like,
yes.
Oh, wait a minute,
like,
he was running.
Yeah, oh, in him.
There's
him.
There's
him.
Yes,
right.
That
so
was
fast.
Unheard of. We
oh,
haven't
my
seen
God.
Anything
yes.
like that.
I was like, wow. And then they walk with track like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then walk
not
over. It's like,
hard.
It's like, wow. And so, and then we say, Alex, how'd it go? Okay. You didn't get out. I tried. It's all right. It's fine. But this is his first experience. You know, 7 years old, first experience. He makes it to the Junior Olympics. Out, you know.
Yeah.
Now, little Aris, her mother is pregnant, so she wasn't able to come in and do the long jump, kept travel, so we missed her in the long jump. But same thing, I'm telling you, people, if you just have to, if you want to, go to USATF and look at the results of the Junior Olympics and look at some of these things and just try to measure an 8-year-old child, if you have a granddaughter or a son or anything,
mm-hmm.
and have them just run and jump a little bit.
Right.
Then go measure that against what these 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds were doing and others were doing at this competition. We're talking about 8-year-old boys, girls who were jumping 12 feet, 13 feet,
like it was
14
nothing.
Feet.
I was so proud of little Aris, though,
yes.
because she asked, because she did do long jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, sure, because when she initially started, she was 6,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep,
so she
same
was
thing.
Crushing
yep.
that 50 and that 100 every week. Always have the long jump for her.
That's
so
right. That's right.
A lot of times, you know, I didn't even follow with her with the long jump and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she set out last year
because right.
she had, you know,
she
other things going
on,
Jabberwock and,
doing a little, you know, cotillion stuff.
Yeah.
She was so cute and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. And then
oh, I know they fly in Iowa, buddy.
Oh,
boy, you should have came to Greensboro. I'm telling you, Eric. Ooh, you should have came to Greensboro, man. Ooh, my goodness. A little Adonis with this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I know he's doing his thing out there.
No doubt.
Because
no doubt.
That Drake track is fast, but man, I'm telling you, this USATF was a beast. But go ahead, you're saying, Aris.
I was just saying that she came back this year,
mm-hmm.
and this year she came back, and she's now in the 7-8 division,
mm-hmm.
and so now she's running. She's not running that
That's
50
right.
and 100
That's
anymore.
Right.
Now we moved her up to the 200 and 400.
That's right.
And she doesn't know it. If she does, I mean, she should know it because we already told her. She's
you
going to the 8.
That's right. She's going to 4-8.
Next year.
That's
but
right.
She did long jump, too. And I was just so proud of her because each week she was getting progressively better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's like a person who, even as a little kid, she's like a little old soul
mm-hmm.
taking in a lot, just like little Adonis.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
You know, the big kids do
mm-hmm.
it. They want to do it like
that's
the big
right.
kids.
Yep.
So they, you know, they get really good at technique
mm-hmm.
at a younger age because they, you know, they're learning it young for
mm-hmm.
one, and they're seeing the older kids do
yes,
it.
Yes, we really like to mix our older kids in with the younger because
mm-hmm.
first of the younger ones do look up to them.
Yeah.
And then they want to mimic everything the high school kids do.
Yeah.
They want to do exactly what to do. They want to do the same workouts.
Yeah.
And you know what? We let them.
We do.
Let them. We let them do the
I
same workouts.
I put that hurdle right out there.
Exactly. Let them. You know why? Because you're going to do it, and it works. And, you know, granted, we take these precautions to make sure that they don't get injured and stuff,
right.
and we look out for them. And, you know, like I said, if we're having the high school kids run 6 800s, you know, we're not going to have the little ones run 6-800 at a fast time like the high school ones. But they'll run them, and they'll be fine doing it. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about it, they're happy at the
right.
end.
They don't complain at
no,
all.
No, they run and go get the water, and they're done. The high school kid's like, I can't breathe. Oh, my God, what you trying to do to me, coach? And I'm like, oh, mommy, can we go get something to eat?
What y'all doing after practice?
Exactly. And they go pick on the high school kids. Come on, I want to play, I want to play, I want to play. They're like, leave me alone, leave me alone. I'm tired.
Can I ride your back? Can I ride your
back? Exactly. But that's what because they like to mimic the high school kids and be a part of it. They feel like they've got bigger brothers and big sisters.
Right.
Who got, and high school kids love, you know, the same thing.
They do. They
looking
carry
out for them.
Around
and, exactly.
And,
so they
know,
love it. And so it works so well.
So
yeah.
Hard,
it works so well. So unfortunately, Harris couldn't jump, but that's okay. We're happy that she made it again.
Yeah,
the competition
absolutely.
Is so difficult. It's so hard to make it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was able to make it, again, 7 years old, and she makes it to the Junior Olympics, you know, with a whole bunch of really jump. And I'm telling you, you go look at them things, these kids can really
jump.
Ooh,
they
really
turned up.
Jump.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Then next up is Sydney.
Sydney.
Go ahead.
And like you said, she definitely could have and should have made it in that in the
800.
Open 800.
That's right.
The girl that beat her right at the tape got crushed at USATF.
Oh, did she?
But I tell you what, she Sydney ran at 10. No, she just turned 11.
Yep.
She's
mm-hmm.
had a birthday now. She's mm-hmm. 11 at the bottom of the 11-12
yep.
age division.
Remember we were talking about 10
ran
years old.
1:35 seconds and did not make it.
2:35.
And did not make it.
Nope.
I'm like, wow, you got to be kidding me. But she, by what was that, 2/100th second.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was that close. Literally, if Sydney would have ran through the tape, she would have made it.
Yeah, because that girl
stepped.
Started hauling
yeah.
from the back.
Right, and Sydney stepped instead of running through, and that's
yeah.
and that's how the girl got her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the girl got down to 11-12, like we said. These kids were moving.
Ooh.
God, these kids were moving.
We saw kids running, dropping 220 something
yeah,
like
yeah,
it was nothing.
And
that
didn't bother them at all.
You're
we're
right.
like, and we're like, I can't get these high school girls to do this.
Hello.
And these kids walking on the track like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you this one story, though. There was this 8-year-old little girl in the 1500. She took off in the 1500. We're like, no, she must not know what they're running because she went out so fast. She ran her first 400 in 1:17
yep,
seconds.
Yep.
She was moving. We're like, she's going to die. She kept that same pace the whole way through. In a 1500, she's 8 years old in the heat. She ran 5 minutes in like 5 seconds, set
amazing.
The national record. She never slowed down. She never slowed down. In fact, when they were telling her, say, she's close, she literally got to 200 and turned on the gas.
Yeah.
She took off. She took off. We're like, she's 8 years old. She ran that 1500 like it was nothing. She 505. I'm like, what in the world? She's
eight.
Oh man. I'm telling you, I have. Yes. Well, he didn't break it. He didn't break it. He didn't break it because he ran 149. He didn't break the 150 this year. But anyway, the little girl, it says she broke the record, right? And we kept watching it, and we're like, no one beat her time until the 11, 12-year-old boys. She had the fastest time. She was 8 years old. She had the fastest time until the 11, 12-year-old boys finally got faster than her.
Right.
That's how good
the
she was.
The boys had to do it.
The 11, 12-year-old boys, not the 8-year-old boys, not the 9, 10. It was the 11, 12-year-old boys finally beat her. In fact, I'm telling you right now, I got kids on the Rob the 2-miler. Ron, other, this little girl, 8 years old, would probably beat y'all. Y'all better get to work. Y'all better get to work. So that little girl was
don't
moving.
Don't you say that. Who?
That little girl was moving.
Who'd you go beat?
Then she had an old sister who was going for the national record and won, too. So I was, man, that was the exciting thing I saw. I'm like, I ain't never watched an 8-year-old run that fast in a 1500. But seeing that little girl move like that, and she never slowed down, I was like, well, they going to come get her because she's slowing down. She just kept going. Oh, my God. 5 minutes. He's eight. All right, so we talk about Sydney. Sydney went down for the 4x8.
Yes. So let's see. Who's up next? We want to go with...
It would be Jada.
Jada
would be
okay.
next.
All right. So Jada actually made it in the 200, the long jump, and the high jump.
15-16,
but she's 14.
She's 14.
Right? So I would say that Jada, she PR'd... in mm-hmm. all of her events.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I mean, she just really had a phenomenal season. Mm-hmm. The challenge sometimes, though, like I try to tell people, is that you're not going to always PR at Nationals.
That's correct.
Or at Junior Olympics.
That's right.
And you're not going to PR every single meet.
Nope.
But the thing about it is that once you get to that jump, that high jump, that mm-hmm. long jump, that time and that 200, 400, whatever, the thing of it is maintenance mm-hmm. at that point mm-hmm. and confidence.
It's your new bar.
Right, because once you know that you've done it, mm-hmm. that obviously says you can do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now the goal is not to worry about the competition around you, mm-hmm. but to constantly maintain and beat yourself.
Right. But what happened?
And I said, you know, you get to this stage, and this is not new for Jada.
No, it's not new for Jada.
Let me just take that for the record. Jada makes Nationals every
year. That's right. Jada's that good. That's right. Jada's that good. Yes. However,
this time here, well, let me speak on the long jump because she did not compete in the 200. Because
we'll tell you about it in a second. Yes.
Yep. So, in the long jump, first of all, because of all the rain delays mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other,
right.
It took about 3 hours later.
It might even be longer than
longer
that.
Longer than that,
it
yeah, because
that.
They actually kept them and all of that. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to start at three.
Yep.
She didn't get to eat. She really didn't get to warm up mm-hmm. too much because mm-hmm. it started pouring down raining, and then they had a rain delay.
They kept the kids inside.
Water sorry. Back out, had another rain delay. Mm-hmm. It was just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line, she didn't wind up jumping until, what, almost 9 o'clock
almost
at 9 night.
9 o'clock at night, yep.
Mm-hmm. But before she ever even stepped a foot on that runway, she's like, I'm tired.
Yeah, she had been there all day.
She had already had it before she even got on mm-hmm. that. And I'm like, and her mom is just, she's like, I know that girl ain't tired. We drove all the way down here.
That's
she
right.
gonna jump.
She gonna jump. Absolutely.
So anyway, she got out there and, you know, trying to get her run through mm-hmm. together and this, that, and the other. And I think just that whole, it was some serious competition
oh,
out there.
Yes.
So for real, even on a
yes.
regular day,
yes,
16:10. Not a bad jump.
Should
ever.
Have put her in the finals. Yes.
For a 14-year-old.
Yeah, should have
in
put
a 15
her.
Yeah, yes. it's right.
I have to. I'm gonna have to add to this. That group, that 15, 16 girls
I've
and
never
the 15,
seen
16 boys,
like
had to be the toughest, strongest class of kids
right.
at this meet.
Right.
And we haven't got. I tell you, we're gonna get to those 15, 16 girls and boys. But talk about Jada jumping 16:10, and she didn't make the finals because you had to jump. What, almost 18 feet.
Yeah.
18 feet to make the final. And the winner jumped.
15, 16 girls.
You had to, the winning jump was 19.
Right.
That's how big it was.
Right.
That young lady jumped.
And it tied up for a minute. We had 19-3 and 19-3.
That's right.
Two girls jumped.
Two girls went
yes.
over. The one young lady went over 19 feet. She had six jumps. She went over 19 feet four times.
And mostly behind
four. She went over 19 feet four out of the six times she jumped. In fact, the one time she scratched is because the young lady right before her hit that 19-3
and
tied
it.
And she was like, oh my God, what's going on? And then she hit that 19-5 to win.
Right.
All right, this is what we're talking. I mean, that 15, 16 girls had to be the strongest and toughest division to compete in.
Right.
And that's what Jay was competing against. Because
mm-hmm.
literally, these girls were the fastest, the best jumpers, long and high and triple.
And the running.
And the running. This group was so good. Oh, my God. And she did not run a 200, and this is why. She qualified a 200, but she ran a 25. All right. The two top times coming in had already broken 23. We were not going to put her in a competition where she felt like she wasn't running with somebody. We did not want her to run against Kayla Davis or Tamari Davis, and they run 23 low or 22 something, and she runs 20.
23.
Tamari Davis, this is how Tamari Davis ran 23.9. I'm sorry, 24.03. She only ran 100. She only ran the first 100. She ate everybody on the turn, and then she jogged.
Straight out of it. Right. As soon as that doggone went off, I promise you, I don't even know if it was 20 meters
it
into
was
the
fair.
Race. She had already broken the entire dagger. I'm looking
she
at
jogged. She came out the turn and she jogged 24 flat.
Right.
She jogged. Then Kayla Davis came back and ran a 23.6.
Right.
It's like, oh, no,
and
no,
then
no.
Tamar looking like, oh, okay. It's
yeah,
time
she's
to turn
like,
up.
Oh,
it's time to turn up.
It's all right. That's okay.
We
this is what we're doing.
It's
exactly.
Going down to, it's going down in finals.
Here's the other thing. There were four more girls who broke 24.
Right.
So, I mean, this competition, this 15-16, will have to be the toughest, to be the strongest and deepest division of ones out there. And I'm telling you, the eight-year-olds were moving, but that 15-16 girls from 100 all the way up was deep, and they were good, and it was awesome to watch. Woo, man.
In all fairness, like 25, breaking into the 25s
yep.
is like, okay, I'm
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Like, that's
yes.
phenomenal,
yes.
especially at that age.
Yes. And if you broke 25, you weren't even in the final.
Right.
That's the thing. You ran 24-8 and didn't make the final. That's how fast. Oh, it's like literally they could win. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe how fast these girls were going. So in that 200 final, all right, the 200 final, it was Tamar Davis, Kayla Davis. Gun went off, race was over.
Just like that.
Tamar Davis
like
came
that.
Out that turn and said, I'll see y'all at the finish line.
Hey, like you said, that first when she ran it, she was just playing with them. She, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
she got out,
mm-hmm.
she coasted right
oh,
in
yeah,
the left. Like, whole 100.
Yeah, no, let me ask. Kayla Davis can run.
Right.
She's, again, she's the same age as Jada. She's 14, getting ready to go into high school.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to turn 15. Tall,
mm-hmm.
like 5'11", tall, lanky, with speed galore. And she was going to run. And my nephew coaches her. And he said, she ain't going to beat her in the 200, but she's going to be coming for the 400. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you're referring to, Tony. We'll have to talk about that later. So Tamar Davis ran 22.5, like it was easy, and she would have run faster had she got competition, because she beat him by almost a full
right.
second.
Right, I was thinking not only could she have not, not only would she have beat any high school person and everything at this point, 12th grade, everybody. I mean, seriously, she could be college kids.
She would be qualifying for the Olympics.
Right.
She's
college
15
kids.
Years old. She's in the ninth grade, and she ran 22.5 with no competition. Kayla Davis was her competition, and she left her by a second. That's how beastly that. This 15, 16-year-old girls was just a monster. Deep. So here's our little Jada. And she ain't little, because Jada's like 5'9".
Yeah, Jada's pretty tall.
All these tall, lanky young.
Speaking of which, total sidebar, she made varsity volleyball.
Yes, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you know I'm not happy about that.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm so angry about that. But anyway, so Jada does a long jump, and she's upset at the end because I didn't do as well as I thought I could. And we're like, I'm mad at you.
Right.
Because we understand who you're competing against. And the people you're competing against are really, this is the deepest class. And again, you're 14 years old, and you won't turn 52 late in the year. Late.
Mm-hmm.
So you're competing against people who are sophomores in high school. Some of them get ready to go into junior year. So there's no reason for you to be upset.
Right.
You're in eighth grade, they're going in their junior year. So you're going into your freshman year, they're going into junior. Don't worry about it. That's fine.
Is it?
We were excited for her. We're happy for her because
yeah.
she made it. We had to get her to stop that boo. It's like this, everything's fine because I'm telling you, that group was loaded. Oh my
right.
God!
Right, and to you know, and to your point, and like what we both said is that you know with the numbers that she put up this year, breaking 25 in the 200,
right.
17.10 in the long jump, 5.6
in the high jump.
In the high jump, mm-hmm. I mean, she could compete and beat 12th graders.
She would have been.
Point.
Second or first,
state.
She would have been tied for first in our state in the high jump. She would have been tied because she's in 5A. She would have been tied for first
mm-hmm.
in the state in our high jump with her 5'6".
So that is just phenomenal.
Right.
So
I mean,
like today may not have been your day.
Right.
But
you had a great season, and there's no reason
right.
to be upset.
You have to look at your whole body of work.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'm going to go to the high jump before she goes in because she's going to lose her mind when it comes to triple jump. But so Jada again competed in the high jump. Again, same thing. There were girls jumping 15 years old, 16 years old, 5'9". This is crazy. And Jada comes out there, and she's doing really well. And we get to 5'5", and she turned her hip. She turned her body sideways instead of going over backwards and dropped her hip on the bar and got her out of there. And if she had stayed with it. Yeah, that's right with Donna. You're 8 years going against the 9 and 10. That's right, exactly. Same, you're at the bottom. And it's just the way your birthday falls, you got the bottom of it. But Jada, I mean, had opportunity, but she just turned her hip and then she ended with the bar over her hip and she wasn't able to make it. Knowing, though, she could have won it because the winning jump was 5'8". So that made her upset. But we know she's capable of doing it. And
she
we were
sure
fine.
Is.
Wasn't upset with her. I'm like, this is fine. You are ready to go. You are right where we need you to be.
Right.
You are right where we need you to be to get ready until you went to that stinking ball and decided you want to play varsity volleyball and screw it all up. I ain't happy, Michelle. I ain't happy.
I
told you don't get away from that volleyball mess. Don't take my. She said she come live with you. Good, she come live with me because she won't be playing volleyball. She's going all track.
In all fairness, she to make Atlee's varsity team.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be.
I can't. Coming from someone whose daughter just up and jumped and started playing volleyball and like took me in track after I've been out here since she was
God.
6 years old.
Yes.
You know. But
thank you.
I don't pay for school. Playing volleyball, she loves volleyball. But I tell you, she does not miss a track meet. She is at the, but nonetheless, volleyball can't have Jada. Volleyball can't have Zai. Like they gotta give us our babies back.
I want my Jada back. Give me back my little girl. Stealing all of them. Golly, stole Leland. I ain't gonna take Jada. But Jada is so good at volleyball.
She is.
It's hard to say no because she's really, really good. God, she's good at it. But,
I know.
Now we're going to go to 15-16 boys and Keandre.
Yeah, so let me talk about old Dre for a minute because Dre drives me to drink. Let me just take that for the record. I might have a drink right after this show thinking about it. Dre is a complete handful.
Yes.
Let me say one good thing about Dre, though. She says she's the next Bo Jackson.
She can do it all. Seriously, there's nothing Jada can't do.
Yes. So I tell you what, let me go over to Dre real quick.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to get Dre, who is Keontae's younger brother,
yes,
by 1 year,
mm-hmm,
to come out to Richmond Heat last summer.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not doing summer track and football. All this junk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You don't come out. So now you're seeing that your brother out here killing it.
That's right.
And you're like, man, I should have came out with
Richmond
Heat last
That's
summer.
Right.
You know, all this
kind
of stuff. So now, you know, I wound up coaching them during indoor season at Highland Springs and outdoor season at Highland Springs. And, you know, he was getting progressively better.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, his technique was getting better.
Correct.
He was getting better. See, he was a good jumper to start with, so I cannot sit here and take credit and act like, I've morphed him into this superstar or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was already a good jumper.
Mm-hmm.
He just needed to work on a few technical things,
right?
So we worked on speed coming down the runway.
Right.
He still has a lot of things to improve on sprint mechanics, like he runs with his palms up, he runs with his fist balls up, stuff like that.
Kind of looks a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to fix that.
That side to side thing, because he does it also
in the hurdles
as well. So, you know, we'll work on sprint mechanics. So I didn't try to change anything about the way he was running and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All I need you to do is give me some speed, right?
Right.
So I'm okay with that. And then we worked on.
We love our.
Yes,
she loves her jumpers.
Yes,
she does.
Yes. So then we start working, you know, start trying to break down each phase, right? So we want to make sure that you're, you know, that you concentrate on each phase. One should be, you know, it's one phase at a time. Bop, bop, bop.
Right.
This is what I want to hear when you come down that runway. I don't want to. So we had to stretch that second phase a little bit because he wasn't driving that knee up, holding it long enough. And then he had this thing where he would land and fall out
to
the sand.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, what is Mr. Fresh Cut? Yeah, he got a fresh cut.
Can we focus on track and field, please? Thank you very much.
So he had this thing where threw me all off.
Go for it.
So, hey, Coach Lamont.
How you doing, Lamont?
So we're talking about Dre.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this thing where he would fall out or fall to the side. I don't know. They thought it was cool or something. I'm like, dude.
They see stuff and think they should do that.
We're not doing that.
Right.
I'm going to need you to either fall forward. You know, we got a couple things to work on. And then he got stuck at like 43, which is not bad.
Nope.
Let me just say that, too.
Not bad at
all. So he's jumping. And he had early success as a freshman.
Yep.
because
he was All-American as a freshman.
Yes, because when you come in, you know, certain events they have for freshmen.
That's right.
Who, you know, not everything, but certain events. And so he was very successful with making it as a freshman at New Balance Nationals. So he kind of got stuck at that same distance. But like I told him, I said, and then he would get all frustrated because now he's seeing his brother, who was actually a better triple jumper. Mm-hmm. Because when I look at Kizo's stats from last year, he went 41 feet long jump and 38 feet. I mean, 41 feet in indoor, 38 feet in outdoor.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, how you go backwards in outdoor? But anyway, nonetheless, those were his PRs.
Okay.
And you look at Dre is the one who's doing it
big
in triple jump.
He was a better triple jumper.
And all of a sudden, Key comes from out of nowhere, his brother, and it's a competition. It's on and popping now. But and he
don't forget Will.
Oh yeah, and Will just said, yeah, that Will came in outdoor at the last minute, just like jumped all out the block. So we got a whole lot to do with that. Anyway, I'm gonna let you get on over to Will when we get over to Will.
Kev, you see everything except how to play defense on basketball court. Make me cover two people and then you cherry. I'm open. See that one. Remember that one?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so with Keith, I mean Dre, he was progressively getting better. But he was continuously seeing himself at 43 feet.
Right.
And it was driving him completely insane.
Right.
And then he was scratching a lot.
Right.
I don't know what in the world, like I said, as we talk about sprint mechanics, that, you know, for whatever reason, your mark keeps changing every single meet.
The sprint stuff, that's right.
And nothing is changing about this runway. It's you.
That's correct.
But he would get all up in the, get all in a tizzy,
yeah.
You know, and, oh, I don't want to jump anymore. Don't jump in. Don't jump. Like, it's okay. If you don't want to jump,
that's right.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
But eventually, he finally got it all together. By the end of the season, he was still jumping 43.
Right.
But that was recorded.
Yes, correct. Yes.
But like I was telling him, you are
legal
jumping.
Legal wise, right.
You keep scratching.
Uh-huh.
But you're definitely jumping over 43 feet.
He is.
So, anyway, long story short, a couple weeks into the summer, you know, we were able to focus just a little bit more on, you know, technique, run-throughs,
mm-hmm.
Specifically, you know, just on specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got it all put together at that national meet and went over. First of all, hold up, let me say this real quick, too, because Dre being Dre,
mm-hmm.
under no circumstances, he would have lost it in this scenario.
Yes. Yeah, this is the best part about it. This is when we talk about people getting it. Yes.
Right, and the mental touch.
That's right.
And I told him I had to go into mama mode on him, not just coach, mama.
Mm-hmm.
Look at here, boy.
Mm-hmm.
What we going to do?
All
this foolishness, all this getting all in a tizzy and throwing your shoulder back, getting all mad if something don't go your way. Coaches are down here, they looking at you.
That's right.
And you get down here and act a fool if you want to.
Yes.
So anyway, he gets down there, he goes through and he jumps that first jump. Great jump. Woo, that jump was great.
Yes.
And they do. When they know it's a great jump, it's like they take their sweet time to throw that red flag up.
I know.
We holding our breath. Red flag.
I know.
I'm like, oh.
It's like, you got to be kidding me. I know.
Right. Comes down. I'm moving back a whole foot.
Yeah.
First of all, I had moved him back a foot before he had even jumped the first time.
Yep.
And he still comes down and scratches.
He scratched.
So he scratches maybe by 2 inches.
Yeah.
So I move him back.
It was a big
12
jump.
Inches.
It was a big jump.
Jump back. He comes down again, scratches.
Even a bigger jump. It was even a bigger jump. Oh my
dude
God.
Be
he put one
me.
Out there. Yeah, he put one out
and there. And he was out there.
Yes,
he did. So, again, let me tell you what he did that impressed me the most.
This is where we talk about the mental toughness.
I got down there. He wasn't acting a fool. He what am I supposed to do?
Right.
All this craziness. I got down there. I said, look, I'm yelling across the track at him because you can't be, like,
mm-hmm.
up close and personal like I like to be.
Yep.
And he's like, I said, look, I don't want to think I'm crazy, but I'm going to take back 2 feet. And he looking like, 2 feet?
Yeah.
I know she must have lost her mind, because like at this level of competition, mm-hmm. I can't afford to be way behind the board.
Right, because I may miss it by such. Right.
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 But what I learned about him is that he's looking down a glance right before he gets to it, and he's stretching himself out to get to the board.
Yep.
And I said, look, I need you to speed up, and I need you to just give it everything you got. And if you're behind the board, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. But we need a marked jump.
Yes.
He comes down that thing barreling. Mm-hmm. First of all, 2 feet back from where your original mark was, hits the board.
Yep.
And goes 45-1.
His best jump ever.
Best jump in his life.
Best jump ever.
And he lost it.
Yeah.
I lost it. At that point, I didn't care anything about place. It was a matter of, you know, knowing that me telling you all the time and you knowing it for yourself and finally seeing it come together, that was the best moment for me.
And he kept his mental stuff and he didn't lose it. He didn't get all angry and shut down and all stuff. He actually kept listening. He kept adhering to what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He understood and he realized, okay, I just got to hit this one.
Right.
I hit this one, I'll be right there. And bang, he hit it. And he ends up, he lands third. He's All-American. He comes in third place in the triple jump because he understood the mark. He knew what was going on. He knew the stage, and he didn't shirk from it. He didn't insult and get down on himself.
Right.
He only had that one last jump.
That's it.
He
it's
had
all
one jump
right
left.
Here.
Exactly. Either you hit it or you don't.
Right.
And he nailed it, and he got the third lead. Yeah, he did it. And can let me tell you, that first jump was probably 46.
Woo,
that
easy.
Second jump was probably 47.
Easy.
He was
he
was out there.
Yes.
I mean, he was out there. He was way out there. And we were so mad because we were like, that's not a foul. But that happened quite often where we thought there weren't fouls and they threw that flag up there.
Like that one for King.
Oh, man, we had some bad ones. But
I still look at that thing. Because, you know, I
he didn't foul. He,
did,
he did
not
foul. He did not foul.
I don't care what they say. I will
foul.
Go to my grave on that.
The foul. But Keandre finished, and he finished third, and he's an All-American in 15-16. And because he kept a mental attitude, he stayed what he was supposed to do, and he listened, and he stayed within himself and didn't get down on himself, he did it. And he finished
now,
third.
And here's the great part for him is that now he's like eager to get to indoor.
Oh, we,
like he didn't
yeah,
want
no,
to quit. Like
no, we gotta
he, it was like, wow.
Yeah, we had to shut him down.
I'm
telling him you can't do it. I said, all you're going to do is you can go look at videos all day, but don't you go out there. He's like, okay, I got you, coach. I'm just going to look at videos. I'm going to look at videos. Like, all right, just look at videos, but you're not the good at it. He's like, I will. I'll listen. And the other thing he came about coming after, he said, okay, I need to work on my speed. I understand that. I got to trust the process, and I know that I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we asked.
And that's what I told. And then
that's
it's funny because I sent him videos of himself. You know, he watched them 25 times.
He watched them all.
He ran that thing backwards and forwards, slow motion, and you know, and everything else. And then he's going to tell me the reason why he keeps scratching is because I keep moving his mark. He randomly sends me that at like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Because he's watching this stuff.
First of all, I move your mark because you keep scratching.
Yeah.
Now, if you would come down here consistently, I said,
stop
how do
that
you
east
know?
West stuff.
Right. Yeah. He's like, so I scratch because you keep moving me back.
You scratch because you go in and out, instead of going up and down, forward.
That's
why
right.
You scratch.
It's your sprint mechanic.
Yep,
so we're going to tell him, I said, look, I didn't change anything about the way you ran. All I asked was run faster, and I didn't try to change any of that. We worked specifically on the jump.
Yep.
I said, let me tell you something. As much as I would love you to hit that board every time, I'm more focused on the jump because it's a lot of people who can come down here and hit that board like clockwork.
Yeah.
Who can't jump that far?
Yeah, we saw a lot of that too.
Yeah.
They were really good technicians, but they couldn't get out there.
Yeah, so I would take the jumper.
And then we had that kid who was just like 6 steps back and jumping 50 feet. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, that was
it was some serious jumping. Moving on to the, so that's Dre. That's our 15-16. That's all.
And he made it in the hurdles as well.
He ran, he made it in 3 events to make it gym. He had a long jump, triple jump, and 110 hurdles. He finished third in All-American. He was All-American in the triple jump. He came back
12th in the long jump.
12th in the long jump and 15th or 16th in the 110 hurdles. Again, this is the first year he's ever done the hurdles. His best time is 14-8. So I wasn't really looking for him to do big things. I just wanted him to get there so he understood what was going on. And I got exactly what I wanted. I got him to realize I have to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
Coach keeps telling me I gotta do these things. I just have to trust what's going on, and it'll fall in place. And that's what happens. And that's what you look for. It doesn't always need to be – you don't always have to be All-American. Sometimes you can finish 10th but have a great meet because you learn something about yourself and what you're capable of doing. And you also realize finally that, you know what, your coach actually knows what they're talking about, and maybe I should listen to them every time they're telling me something. Simple as that. We get to 17-18. We're going to go through a little quickly because we definitely want to talk about some of these other people, things going on with Sid Hoffman. 17-18, we had four kids at 17-18. Actually, five at 17-18.
Yeah, Biagio.
Yes, Biagio, Keontae, Will, Kayla, and Tayshia. So we had five.
Yep.
We had five of them. So Kayla made it in the triple jump and the 400 hurdles. 400 hurdles came up first. Told Kayla she's supposed to go over with her left leg. Kayla switched her feet at the beginning of the thing and got it all wrong. She had to go over with her right leg and threw her all off. And that's why she didn't make the finals because she knew. And when she finished, she said, if I went over my left leg, I would have made the finals. Like, yep, you would have.
She was right there.
She was right there, but she went over with her right leg and it threw her off. She couldn't get her steps properly coming off the turn. She tried to switch, but it threw her off and slowed her down, and she missed making it to the finals. Tayshia. Also, she was in the triple jump, and she had three great jumps.
She really
But again, these kids were just jumping out on just 42s.
I did like it was nothing.
Yeah, it was 42s and 41s and 42s, like, no big deal. And we're talking about these kids, like, wow, they're going to compete next year in high school and in college, and they're like, they're ready to go.
Right.
42, they're going to be winning conferences and making going to NCAAs because they're going to get better. They're like, it's nothing. And Kayla's like, wow, I'm coming from a 36-foot board. I'm doing everything right.
Yeah, I wanted to add that little 2 cents.
And
just
boom.
On her, that alone impresses me about her. Just a year ago, she could barely come from off a 32-foot board. So just to automatically come in with the confidence that not only can she jump 36 feet, but I'm jumping from 36-foot board.
Not afraid.
Exactly. Right. And if I can't even jump 36 feet, then
I ain't
I'm
supposed to be out
to be
here.
Yes. And I like that attitude.
And that's what we saw the leap. That's what we saw where they mentally got stronger and tougher.
Yes.
And I mean, even after her disappointment in 400 hurdles and her disappointment in triple jump, she said, I learned something. I know I can do this. I know what I need to do, and I want to work on my speed. I know I have to work on my speed and getting better with my speed.
Yep.
I've got to get better with my speed. I can do this. I got to get better with my speed. Exactly, Kayla. You're learning. I mean, it was such a win for us because, like, wow, they're finally getting it. They're truly getting it. The stage doesn't bother them anymore. They can compete against anybody. And with Kayla likes to make friends, and she's the most happy-go-lucky person you would ever want to meet. I mean, when you meet Kayla, she's just friendly. She's got a big smile on her face. And
smile is so gorgeous.
And she's such a nice young lady and all this stuff. And just, I wish she'd get a little bit more self-esteem. But in the meantime, she's real easy to make friends with. So she makes friends with people from Texas. And at the end of the meet, I'm like, so Kayla, what'd you do? She said, I made some friends with some girls from Texas, and then she showed me how to do my hair.
Right. And you were like, so that's what y'all over there
talking about. You always talking about how to do your hair.
You're
supposed to be triple jumping. What are you doing? Yeah, no, we're talking about that. She told me how to do it. I was like, okay.
And speaking of that triple jump, one thing I love about her, not only is she comfortable coming from that 36-foot board, just her technique alone. Like, she is technically sound.
Yes.
We have watched that thing in slow motion, and she's driving her knee up, going for her toes. We just got to get a little bit more out of every one of those phases.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, we're going
it was so much just to watch her growth and to say, I was making friends, and she learned me, taught me how to do my hair. So I know I have a way to do my hair. I'm like, okay. I mean, there's nothing you can say because, it didn't affect her performance at all.
Nope.
She was working hard. She did everything. She understood exactly what she did right and what she did wrong. And she learned, I got to work on my speed. I'm ready to work on my speed. I'm ready to do this. Ta-da. We're happy. We're just happy. That's what she did. She finished 15th in the 400 hurdles and was it 10th or 12th in the triple jump?
Oh, no. It wound up dropping.
Oh, that's that last one.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So then moving on, then we have Biagio. At 17-18. Now, Biagio has been with us several years ago. Then his family moved to the other side of town, Chesterfield. So he's been competing with Benedictine parochial school. Then he moved to James River, another school on the other side of town. was Paris back over because they said they needed to get him some help and get him going. Now, Biagio's going to be into his senior. Biagio's about 5'8", 160 pounds. He made it in the shot put and the high jump. Now, think about it. He's 5'8", 160 pounds.
And he's solid, too.
And he's solid.
Yeah.
But he made it in the shot put and the high jump. The way he's built, you think, he played football? No, he doesn't play football. But he's just really
basketball.
Good. He plays
yeah.
basketball. But you see him, he's like, well, he throws a shot. Yeah, he throws a shot. And the funny part about it, when we went to the meet, and he threw the shot.
He's the smallest
here's
one.
Here's Biagio. At 5'8", 160 pounds, or maybe 175 pounds, and then these behemoths at 6'4", 6'5", 6'2", 240, 250, 260,
God.
big, and it's them and Biagio.
And he doesn't talk much.
And he doesn't talk much.
He's just looking like.
Right. So they're like, so the look is just like, well, that kid's in the wrong group, baby.
Right. Is he, I mean, is
there
like 19,
20, 18? Yeah,
he's in the
wrong. I think
on?
You need to go over to the 15, 16, and 13, 14. You're in the wrong group. And here he is competing against these guys. And you know what? It didn't get to him.
No.
These big, giant behemoths, offensive linemen, defensive tackles, all throwing this shot. And then there's him. This is him. And he's in the midst of this, and he had a great time doing it. Now,
right.
We know he knew what he needed. He's like, I was pushing. I wasn't throwing it right. My spin was too fast. I wasn't getting driving. So he learned what he – then he comes back on Sunday. He did that on Tuesday. Comes back on Sunday in a high jump. And again, I told you, 17, 18-year-old boy. Jumped 7'2". Another kid said 6'11". He's
right.
Competing against them.
Right.
You know, his best was 6'4". And his height and stuff, he jumped 6'4". It's like, man, these guys are – I mean, third,
six,
I think.
Places at state, though.
Yes, he placed at state. He was fifth in the state, in our state, and a 6'4". And 6'4" did not make it in the top six. It wasn't even in the top six. You had to jump 6'8 or higher just to make All-American in this. And that's what he's competing
right,
against.
Right.
I mean, but again, same thing. He was over there. He had a good time. He learned so much. And he was like, I'm ready for it. I want to learn more. I want to do more.
Right. That's the thing that I think I was the most excited about is at the end of the season, nobody was like, oh, I done ran indoor,
yep,
outdoor,
yep.
Summer track. I'm tired. Mm. Everybody was hyped.
Yeah, they were hyped because
like,
they understood. They
like,
got
they didn't want
to
quit.
No, they understood what they needed to do, and they wanted to get on it now because they understood, I got to do this to get better. Because that competition was so good that they realized, I'm competing with them, but to beat them, I've got to get better. And I want to work on now getting better.
Right.
I want to go back because Sam's watching now. He's coached, again, my nephew Sam coaches Kayla Davis, young lady from North Carolina who's an eighth grader going to go in the ninth grade. All right. Again, we told you about the 15, 16 crowds was probably the 15, 16 girls, 15, 16 boys was the deepest of all of them at this track meet. I mean, just absolutely deep. Tamara Davis ran 11.4 in the 100, 22.5 in the 200. Kayla, who my nephew coaches, ran 53, or no, I'm sorry, was it 52, Sam? 52, wasn't it? Like it was nothing, left everything, just left them. I mean, she was moving. I mean, just like, oh, my God. And had more left, you know.
Right,
that's how good it is. And the other two was 54, so it's like, holy golly, this is like, she's 15.
I know.
She's not even in high school yet. That's the thing, it's like, she was high school in 2 weeks. She hasn't even gotten there yet. And she's All America. She's running 52. Oh my God.
I know. That's
she's
going to
run 51.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's just so. I mean, this 53.03. Thank you, Sam.
Right.
But it wasn't her best. It wasn't her best. I mean, 53.03. And she's not even in high school. Who Jada had to compete against? 53.03. 11.4 in the 100. 22.5 in the 200. 53.03 in the 400. These kids were moving. Girls, the Phillips won the one, and you're mad, and he's mad about it because he won the 51.9 out of her. I mean, these kids were so good. That 15, 16 girls was so deep. You say, let's pick the outstanding. How could you?
Right.
There was so many outstanding. Then on the boys' side, 15, 16, this boy, Sean Burrell, he competed in the 200,
oh my God.
The 400, the 110 hurdles, and was it over 100? Or maybe one of the jumps. Okay.
He
this
was
kid,
definitely in the. Wait a minute. He was in the 200.
He was in 2 to 4 and 110 hurdle. I know for sure. I know. I thought he was in one
I
more.
I feel like he was in the 100 because I think I. Think
I can't remember
about
that.
Him.
But here's what. Well, this is what. On that one day where it's really raining and stuff, he comes and runs the 200 preliminaries and he runs 20.9.
Yeah, that's him. That's
he
him
ran 20.9 at 15 years old. 20.9. He break. I'm like, we're hoping to see somebody break 22. He break 21. done. He ran 20.9. Comes back in the final on Sunday, all right? He comes back in the final, I'm sorry, on Saturday. Comes back in the final on Saturday and runs 20.85. He got even faster.
Amazing.
10 years old, 20.8 200, and did it with ease.
Right.
Did it with ease.
That wasn't even.
He comes back the next day, went 400. There's this kid who ran a 40, 15, 16. He ran a 40 late. Like, he shut it down with about 150. He was jogging.
That was 15, 16.
He was jogging 48. We're like, ain't nobody beating this kid. He looked smooth. He looked good. Sean Burrell in there, right beside him in the lane, in this 400 final. I didn't even realize he was in the 400 final.
He was in everything. My goodness.
These two kids go out in 21.5. Both of them. 21.5. They won out in 21.5. Right? Remember, he ran 0.85 in the 200. He comes back the very next day and runs 21.5 in the 200, the next part of the 200, to run the 400. He and that boy were moving. They come on the turn. They are battling. I mean, they battle. They battle. Burrell beats him with a 46. Actually, when the clock hit, it said 45.99.
Okay.
The crowd went crazy. Like, oh, my God, we saw Kim on 45.99. And then it rounded up to 46.03. We're all mad.
Oh,
yes, we're all mad.
The
but the clock said 45.99. We're like, what in the world? He ran 46.03. It was 45.99. I'm telling you, I swear to God. 21.5 leadoff, 45.99. It's like he just ran the 200. He came back into the 110 hurdles, and then he just ran the 400 and ran 46.03. And the boy right behind him ran 46.21. I mean, they were moving. I'm like, oh my God, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
This speed is just ridiculous. This is what Dre has to go against. He's like,
right.
Man, I got to get ready.
Right.
This speed is ridiculous. I got to get ready for this kind of speed. Yes.
Seriously.
Oh my God, man. I know we spent so much time. I'm gonna quickly go through.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. A 13, 14-year-old girls team 4x4 went 3:49.
Look, y'all know it just got real over here when Coach Lewis, Mr. Penn himself, is giving us the ghetto.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
4 minutes. 4 minutes of girl is 60 seconds left. All right? These young ladies... averaging with 50, 13. Come on, man. I'm trying to get 58 on my relay team, and here's a 3:49,
13:14.
3:49.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's ridiculous.
Like, who does? Oh, my God. Speed.
Look at
Pokemon. Yes. 13:14.
Uncle Lamont would have lost his mind down there. Oh,
13:14 ran 3:49. Uncle Lamont, you missed it. That girl ran 105 ran 210. Yes, yes. I heard Kim. We talked about that little girl with the 800 with that 1500. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, whatever, man.
Whatever.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the time. There was some time. Oh, it was just amazing. 17-18 girls, 4x4. MVP, who was from Virginia, had a big lead. Dropped the stick.
Yeah.
Picked the stick up. And ran past the girls from Houston, still won. And ran 3:43. They dropped the stick and ran 3:43. But they'd have run ahead, not drive. They'd have been under 3:40. They ran 3:40 in the preliminaries. They ran 3:40 and change, you know, it was like 55 each. And so they'd have run 3:40 in the final, but she dropped the stick, picked it up, ran past the girl and won, still ran
something.
And still ran 3:43.
Ooh,
can you imagine?
Goodness.
Still ran 3:43. Oh my God. 17-18. Tasia. Tasia's been the one of our kids that actually these last, well, Keontae, quickly on Keontae, he made it in the triple jump, the long jump.
And the decathlon.
And the decathlon. We tried to save his legs for the decathlon and the decathlon because he did the 5,500 points. We're like, you know what, coach is going to see this kid. Only time he's ever done it, he's got 5,500 points. That's amazing to do that.
Right.
And we were right to do that because the final, the kid who won did like 7,000 points. I mean, this kid was trained to be a decathlete, and second place was like 6,700. So he probably wouldn't have had a chance. So we tried to save his legs for the long jump and the triple jump. And it worked. Because we thought he had his legs right, but couldn't get his mark together.
Yeah.
And the same thing we told you before about those fouls. There were so many times when we thought they were great jumps, and that red flag went up, and we're like, "There's no way."
That third jump and that triple
jump.
Every time I still look at that video.
There's
no way.
I'm like, I cannot believe he nailed it. Yeah, he put it out there. The first one we knew because he was really bad in the first one. He was way off the board. He got his steps all wrong.
Right.
Second one, he got his jump in. But that third one, he nailed it. He did exactly what he did. And they threw a flag up. And they're like, man, this is ridiculous. He jumps 22-1, didn't make the final in the long jump. I mean, because these boys are jumping. This boy
and he's
jumped.
He's going over 23.
Yeah, this boy jumped 24,
you know.
Like with 10 steps. And then the boy jumped 50. The boy jumped. Then
went over 50.
Hold up. This boy jumped 50 feet 11.
Right.
To make the final, right? He jumped 50 feet 11 inches. 50 feet 11 inches. Then he hurt his heel. So he couldn't. So the other boy who was behind him was in second place. He jumped like 57. His fifth jump, he jumped 50 feet 6 inches. All right? He had one jump to go. The other boy wasn't going to jump because he hurt his heel. He wasn't going to jump again. So he had to just wait it out. He jumped 50 feet 11 and a quarter inch. All right? That's what the boy did who was in the lead.
Right.
This boy jumped 50 feet 6 inches on his fifth jump. Then the boy came back and jumped 50 feet 11 inches. He missed by one quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
The boy beat him by a quarter of an inch. He two 50 foot jumps behind him and lost.
Amazing. I mean, it was crazy. It was just, Woo.
Yeah, you can tell a little track because I'm telling you, I loved it. I was like, oh my God, that boy put it out there 50 feet 6. Oh, okay. Does he have one more in him?
Yeah, because you know it starts getting
And everybody's liking it. Because the coaches for the boy who was in the lead was sitting right behind us and said, shut him down. He's not going to do his last jump. He's just going to have to wait it out to see what happens. If he beats him, he beats him. So if he jumped 50 feet 11 in the quarter, you know, what you can't be mad at him because he hurt himself.
Right.
So it was like, okay. So the boy jumped the 50, comes down, he gets the clap. People clap for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know,
and
everybody clapped.
And that boy nailed it.
Woo!
And the whole crowd said, oh, and it was like, what is it? And
they
took forever. They took forever to put it up there. You're like, what is it? And they were like, 50 feet 11. We're like, oh my God, he lost by a quarter of an inch. It was just so crazy. Oh, it was so crazy. It
was
so crazy.
Takes a whole lot to take the attention off the actual track.
Yes.
And to just be, you know, mainly on that field event. That happens, you know, especially when it gets down to the main competition and everything. But it seemed like it was like back to back.
Yes.
You know, hand clap.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
He put it out there.
God,
and just to
so
see
exciting.
Him jump those 250s, and he actually came in second. And it was like we had to wait because we kept waiting for it. Like, what is it? Because we knew he put it out there. It's like,
right.
And we're like, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. I'm like, oh, no, I think he might have got him. And they're like, oh, this is really close.
I know.
And it was like, oh, my God. It was that close. It was a great series of jumps. The young man who won actually really messed up his foot. It was bleeding. He had ice down. They had to carry him. Congratulations to him. He's from another one from North Carolina. So I'm going to give you that. But that boy could jump. Godly, that boy could jump. Oh, boy, but he jumped that 50 feet, 11 and a quarter, like, woo, he put it out there. So we had that. So that's what Keontae had to go up against. And that's what kind of race it was in those jumps. Then we have Tasia. Now, Tasia's one of our – she's 17, 18. She's come from – she's been – this is her third high school. And we really have to work on physically, no doubt. Talent is anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, she's got –
tall,
long legs. She ain't nothing but skin and bone. And she's 100 pounds, just barely.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She is. I mean, she wears an extra, 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 extra small. That's how small Paige is. She is nothing but skin, but she can run.
Ooh, that girl.
She got nothing but legs, and she can run. And she gets them long legs moving, she can fly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Tasia has been one of those we had to work on her mental side.
Right.
We really had to work on her mental side. That's what gets her. She throws up before every event.
If she doesn't throw up, forget it.
Yeah,
She throws up before every meet.
She doesn't just throw up every meet. She throws up before every event.
Every event, yeah.
Right.
I was gonna say.
She tries not to eat and she still throws up. I mean, that's what it is mentally. It's all mental for her. So in the 400 hurdles, here's the thing. She had just started learning the 400 hurdles this summer. You know, we just started in the summer.
First time ever.
Yeah, we just started in the summer.
Never even ran 100 hurdles before.
Never running hurdles. I just started in the summer. In 3 weeks' time, she was already running 102 in the 400 hurdles. Just amazing. That's the kind of talent she has. She's running 102 in the 400 hurdles. Well, again, throws up, has no energy.
And then the funny part is that she's usually all outgoing, excited, just talking nonstop, dancing, and everything else. But when you know when those nerves get gone, it's like, Everybody's like, what's wrong, Tasia? Tasia, you okay? Tasia, you okay? I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Well, the funny thing, she was running exactly how she's supposed to do. I had her. She had exactly what she needed to be. She was right in position to do what she was. And when she was ready to turn it on, she started over at hurdle number six and lost her concentration, and she didn't make the finals. And actually, Kayla had a run her. But that 400, that open 400, she came back and opened 400, and she ran 55.75 in the preliminary and squeaked in there.
Yeah, boy, were we holding that breath.
Boy, we had to watch. Yeah, because she was early in there. And she squeaked in there at 55.75. And, you know, again, same thing. She comes back. She comes back on. She did Friday. She comes back on Sunday. And the 400 was one of the first things in the morning. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And, again, not eating. She throws up before. She's in lane one. Again, with her tall, long legs, trying to get her moving and start to get her going. It's like, Tasia, you got to get out. Tasia, you got to get out. Well, she thought the turn was too tight and didn't get out as strong as she could have. Because had she got out like she could have, she'd have won that race. She ended up coming in fourth.
It wasn't bad at all.
And we were extremely happy.
Doing it.
Well, this is the 400, open 400.
Oh, yeah. True.
But we were so excited because the thing is about it was for Tasia is sometimes the lights, we talk about the lights. The lights weren't too big this time. She literally put it together, and she got herself together, and she ran like we know she's capable of running. And after she ran it, she was like, I know I can be better. And she was, and we were like, gosh, Tasia's finally got it. Tasia got it. So we're happy. We're so happy about that. And last, but certainly not least, okay, when Tasia was All-America, she was fourth place, she had All-America. And last, but certainly not least, Will.
Yo, boo, Will.
A whole week with Will. I can tell you, I can have a whole show
Will
about a week with Will.
Hilarious, man.
I spent a week with Will, and he had me laugh. That boy is just the funniest thing. Oh, me cracking up. I'm like, where you going to get this boy?
And it's not even, it's not just the track. He's a
nut. My God.
Outside the track, I've learned about him this week that he can't swim.
And
what athlete can't swim? Like, this is unheard of.
Will, oh man, there's so many Will stories. You wouldn't believe it. We had Will stories for days.
Do it like this.
Some little chubby kid beat him in a race.
Right. He just challenged a little eight or nine years old, little chubby kid in the water. And he's like, oh, I'll race you and swim. And all of a sudden, now he can swim.
And he lost.
He only beat him. Just because, and look, it's close about him. He said, imagine how he feels.
Hey, this will be a year three for me next year. So,
right.
Oh, my God. But, week with Will.
He challenged that boy in that race in that pool. And I mean, that's when he found it because he wouldn't go past the 6 feet. I'm like, but you're over 6 feet tall. So, if you're going to learn to tread water, you need like over in the 8 feet or something.
And he was mad because little boy could float and he couldn't.
Yeah.
We could have Will stories a whole, because just off the track for a whole week with Will, you just wouldn't believe it. Just, oh, man, there were so many Will stories. But on the track, is where first up for him was the 400 hurdles.
Right.
He got lane one, which was mad because he had the second fastest time coming in. So he's like, how do I get lane one? If I got the second fastest time in the nation, how do I get lane one?
Right.
So he was upset about being in lane one. And didn't focus on what he's supposed to do, and squeaked into the finals with a 54.60 or something like that. Squeaked in lane. He won his heat easily. Blew him out. He just crushed him. Was upset about it because he didn't have the time.
Running like a 54.
He ran 54.6. He was mad. Yeah. He ran 52.45 at the regionals.
Right.
It was the second fastest time, and he ran 54.6 to make it into the finals for the 400 hurdles. He was mad because he was in lane one, and didn't run it right. Funny part about it is, after the thing, he had to go run lane one again in the final. Well, we'll get to that in a second. The next him is the 110 hurdles. Now, he has been struggling with the 110 hurdles because he hasn't been working on his start. Still work on his start, still work getting his start right. So he wasn't even in the top 20. Well, he's 19. No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the top 20 in the 110 hurdles, even though he's had times that would put him in the top 20.
Right.
He was not in the top 20 in the 110 hurdles, and he was an afterthought. Basically, in the 110 hurdles, boy, he showed I'm not an afterthought. He made the final in the 110 hurdles, and in PR, ran a 14.03, and he would have broken 14 if he had ran through the tape like I told him to, but he didn't run through the tape. So he makes the final. So first up on Saturday, Sunday, he had the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. Here's the other thing. He's the only kid in 17-18 boys who doubled and the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles made the finals in both. He's the only one.
Yep.
The other kids that tried it, he was the only one that made it. So think about that. Some of the best in the nation, here he is, Will. He makes the finals in the 110 hurdles. He makes the finals in the 400 hurdles. He comes in eighth in the 110 hurdles because he got another bad start and threw himself off. He can close on anybody. He wants real run. He closes on anybody. He's the best at closing. He just doesn't get out like you keep telling him. And we've been working on getting the seven steps, but he doesn't trust himself enough to do it. So if he just do it and get his cut step right, it's over. All right. But he made it. He's All-American. You know, amazing. It was four kids that went under 13-5, 13-7, 13-8 in that final. So
amazing.
It wasn't a slow. I mean, they were flying.
Right.
It wasn't one of those,
right.
You know, everybody squeaked. They were flying. So, I mean, to be in that group, he made it. He has to come back an hour later to run the 400 hurdles. Again, he's in lane. He got lane one again. He should not have been in lane one. I don't know how they did the seating, but he should not have been in lane one. He should have been out there, and that cost him. And the reason it cost him because he was, that turn was so tight for him.
Mm-hmm.
That it was so
tight. Mm-hmm.
Number seven, he's in that turn, the last turn, that you're driving and you're trying to get to the straightaway. That normally what happens, especially somebody as tall as he is, you chop in six and seven. You start chopping, trying to get through, try to get to that straightaway. And that's exactly what happened. Because honestly, he had the lead going to hurdle number five. He didn't know it. I knew it. I said, he's got the lead. If he doesn't chop, he's going to win. He chopped in six, threw him off, chopped in seven, and that put him behind. And he tried to close, and he couldn't. He still ran. Here it is. He's in lane one. He ran 52-68 in lane one. If he had only been in the lane he should have been, which would have been seven or eight, he wins it easily. Winning time was 51-5. He knew he could do it. He knew he could run the time. And when he finished, he said, I know I can beat him. Like, yeah, we know you can beat him. He's like, I won in lane one.
Yeah.
I said, well, you won in lane one, but you chopped the six. I know. I know what I need to work on. I know what I need to work on. And he knew it. But this boy, he's got so much talent. Like, Coach, he just learned a triple jump. He's doing 45-11. He just learned it. He's only done it four or five times.
Right.
He's high jump 6'5". He just learned it. And he does it all in the wrong way. He's left and does everything right-handed. I don't want to do it that way because it looks funny. Everybody else does it right-handed. Keontae does it left-handed. Drake does it left-handed. Why do you want to? They're all doing it left-handed. I don't want to do it because everybody else does it right-handed. Will, I'm stories. We can literally, we can have 10 shows just about Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will will crack you up. If you just... And this, that boy had us laughing all week long.
Oh,
he got into an argument.
So
he got himself in trouble with the ladies.
we're not even going to call him out with that one.
Little, little stories. But in saying, again, he had had the same issue about mental toughness at the state meet. He had mental toughness problems. He did not do what he's supposed to do in 300 hurdles and shut himself down when he shouldn't have done that.
He
literally walked off the track. He literally shut himself down and walked off the track because he couldn't understand. He beat the boy. He didn't think he could beat him. And because the guy's right side of him, he shut down. All right? So mentally, everybody's like, he falls apart in the big meet. He falls apart in the big meet.
Didn't even finish the race.
Falls apart in the big meet. It is. Here's a big meet. This is the biggest meet he's been in. And guess what?
Oh yeah,
and
because
showed
I was
up.
Gonna say, and then at and then turned around at New Balance Nationals and fell over the hurdles.
Fell
over
the 400 hurdles there.
Yep.
Yes. So you know, people had this thing that he's like, he can't do it in the big meet. Well, he showed that he could.
Yeah. Yes, I was.
He got past that. He got past that mental block. And he showed what he's capable of doing. So we were very, very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything he did. And he's All American twice. Again, the only one in 17-18 age group boys who was able to do the double. He did double in the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. Now, in 15-16, Leah Phillips did both. She did the double in the 110s and the 100s and the 400 hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the double. He was the only 17-year-old boy to make the finals in both the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, and he was All-American in both of them. So really proud of him. His sister wanted to take his hat. Kayla wanted to take his hat. And they made a deal. She had to give him half her tip money for a week to be able to wear the hat.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you, Will stories. We got Will stories for days, boy. We got Will stories for days.
Gotta love.
Real quick, Leah, because we're running out of time. Quickly, here's the other thing about being out of that USATF national meet. Every college coach in America was there.
Worth it.
Every Big Five, all the Power Five conferences there. I saw Oregon, USC, UCLA, Notre Dame, Florida State, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Clemson. If you name them, they were there.
Look, even the MEAC was there.
Everybody was there.
A&T,
oh, you know what?
It was that
we forgot about Devin. We forgot about Devin.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Devin a shout out.
I'm sorry. We forgot about Devin. Devin, 15, 6-year-old boy. He's been running with his was like 7, 8 years old.
Yeah,
so he started with eight. He started in the 400. We moved
I knew
him
we were missing. Okay.
Moved him up to the 800. Got him on the 800. To try the steeplechase this year. Okay, let's get him in the steeplechase. So we start training him in the steeplechase. He goes to the state. He's never run a steeplechase. He comes in third at the state meet. Steeplechase. So he makes it to. He comes in. They didn't run at the state meet. He had the regionals. He came in third in the regionals.
Qualifier.
He was a regional qualifier. He came in third in the steeplechase at the regional meet. He comes down to nationals where these kids are running 6 minutes, 05 or something, and he plays 17th. First time he's the second time he's ever run it. He plays 17th in the nation. He's so excited about it and so excited. Here's the best part about it. He's walking on the track. He gets his first card. Coach says, hey.
Ooh,
yeah, hey. I need you. I need you to come to my school. And I was like, he's only a junior. He's like, I need this kid. I'm like, yes. Somebody, he got talked up, and he got his first card. Now he's all excited. Now I got to listen to his mouth for a minute.
I know, right? Well, you listen to that
anyway. But, you know, but so, I mean, so crazy. Again, the mental thing to say, I'm going to try something new,
mm-hmm.
took to it, loves it, and just like offer to go to school, you know, from a coach saying, hey, I really, yeah, keep me in touch with this kid
because
right. I'd like him to come to our school, just like that.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're just talking about. That's what we kind of think. Well, and the reason I mention it because there were so many college kids, so many college coaches out there that
mm-hmm.
literally every single one of our 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids got offers to go to school. That was the biggest part for us.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. Even Jada, who's in eighth grade, got offers to go to school. We're not talking about they made it up. Literally, they all got offers to go to school. Every single one of them. They
yes.
were 15, 16, 17, 18.
And the one who wanted Jada, who's already going to the ninth grade now, this ain't no... small town.
No, ain't no small town school.
SEC.
Yeah, we talking big time school. We can't tell you all the stuff,
but
we can tell you this. Every single one of them kids got offers to go to big schools, HBCUs, middle schools, mid-sized schools, small schools. Every single one of them. We got
mm-hmm.
cards for every one of them. We had coaches want to talk about every single one of them kids.
Yep.
And every single one of them got offers. And of course, you know, number one is Knucklehead Will, who got.
Everybody wants Will.
Good Lord, everybody wants Will. And he even bugged me all week long trying to fill out questionnaires for all these schools that people want to come to.
I know.
The best thing for us, again, we have four All-Americans out of our group. We have four All-Americans out of our group. But even more than that is every single, from 15, 16, 17, 18, every single one of them got offers to go to school on scholarship. What else can you ask for? This is why we do this.
Yes.
This is why we do it. We love the competition. We love the sport. We love to see our kids excel. But more than anything, we give our kids an opportunity to go to school for free.
Right.
And that meet with all of us, they got to see our kids at their best, at their mental toughness
mm-hmm.
and their strength.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all of them, most of them had offers beforehand. Most of them had offers beforehand. They just forced more this week. What they did down at that meet at Greensboro. And we are so proud of them all. We just can't tell you the week we have these crazy kids. These kids were funny. We could have literally two shows, not even talking about being on the track. It just them kids alone, just being the kids themselves. Oh, God, them kids were funny.
I know. Thanks, Coach Eric.
Yeah, and the funny part is the other kids who weren't staying, who were going home and coming back, 3.5 hours, literally wanted to stay and stay down there with the other ones because they were having so much fun. So some of them stayed there. Some of them stayed there and hang out. Thanks, Sam. We let the kids hang out in the pool a little bit. We give them 30 minutes, you know, basically use it as an ice bath. No swimming, except for, again, Will be.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. Don't miss that pool. Cause, was it you?
It was Rico.
No, it was Rico. Okay, who's like, they're not getting in that pool.
Yeah.
They're not getting in that pool.
Rico's like, I said, no, they ain't getting the pool. Rico's like, no, I ain't getting that pool.
Right,
and then this coach.
One of the big time coaches.
The big time coach said, go tell him to get in the pool.
And he's like, what? You like pool? She was like, yeah, they can't.
That one of the best coaches in the nation.
They can get in the pool.
They can get in the pool.
Like,
he said, it's like an ice bath. It's cold water. Let them run it in. He said, don't let them swim.
Come on, y'all. Let's go. We got to go. Y'all got to go get in the pool. We looked at like, okay. But we said it, though.
Exactly.
It wasn't sufficient.
Exactly. I'm telling you, folks, we had a great time. Showed everything they could do. It was such a wonderful atmosphere.
It really was.
And, again, it was the top competition. And the biggest thing we're so proud of, saw great competition across the board from 8 years old all the way to 17, 18. Our kids were able to compete and excel, and they came home not just as All-Americans, but like you said, everybody who's 15, 16, 17, 18 got scholarship offers to go to school.
Right.
Every single one of them.
And that's what it's all
and
about.
And that's what it's all about. Again, Jada has nothing to worry about if she stays in jail.
Scholarship. And
whatever. She stays with track. She going to a big time school. Just hear me out. We got her. That's what that. Anyway, that's our show. We're sorry about it. Sydney McLaughlin signed with a talent agency that includes Denzel Washington as a client. So you know what that's gonna be. Talk about that next week.
All
we're
right.
gonna see you guys next week. Have a good evening.
All right. Peace out.